This is the Real BS Show on a beautiful, probably 60 degrees out there right now.
It's really nice.
The frogs are barking.
There you go.
So that's the first day of spring. I mean, that's my signal. They were barking all night last night, and then this morning they were quiet. So they must stay up late and sleep in.
That's a sign that spring is here.
And they're kind of like human beings. They party all night and then they sleep in.
They're a bunch of mumble rappers. That's what they are.
Well, they sound like a bunch of ducks. I mean, it's really crazy. I never heard anything like that. But boy, there's a lot of them. Holy cow.
Wouldn't you say that's probably an easy way to go to sleep, is just hearing that? I mean, the crickets and the frogs.
Yeah, if I pop my window open, I can hear them. But, yeah, when I hit the bed, I'm gone.
I'm jealous. I don't fall asleep easy. I just it takes me a while.
I conk out. As soon as I stretch out on that bed, boom, forget it.
I think that's because you're outside all day. I mean, not probably all day, but you're a good part of the day.
Yeah,
outside.
You know, unless it's raining, I'm out doing something. Mostly splitting wood and stacking it up, cutting logs.
You think about it, you know, for your age, you're in quite good health and compared to most people your age.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully. Something's going to get me soon here.
Well, that happens.
It's coming.
You know, I mean, you had a few instances you talked before on the podcast about, you know, that you almost got your finger and, you know.
Yeah,
things
I got
like
my finger caught in a splitter.
Yeah.
It's almost better now. Yeah. It's almost back to normal.
Honestly, if you look at it right now, it doesn't look like you had much damage.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to what it was.
They sewed it back on and it just took off and kept growing.
Yeah, you can't call
fingernail him, come back and everything.
You can't call him Billy Stubby anymore. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah, whew. That was awful. That happened back in July, so it's probably be a year for it before it's all normal again.
I have some good news. I found out that I shot a buck last year, 2023. It was a 16-point.
Oh yeah,
and
a big one.
I ended up looking. You know, getting it scored and everything. I never had to do that before. I mean, I shot 10 points and stuff like that, but this deer was quite big. And I ended up getting it scored, and it ended up in the record book for 88 out of all the deer ever harvested in Pennsylvania.
Over the last 100 years or something?
Something like that, 1830 or wherever. And I think so far for 2023, it's the largest buck in Pennsylvania.
So you're number one.
Probably. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know yet.
People are going to want your autograph and
I know.
Stuff.
I also get a big sticker thing,
patch you put on
patch.
Your shirt?
Yeah.
Huh. you're going to have your own float in the parade here.
I had to say this. The reason I bring it up is the irony of it is that I don't care if I shoot a buck or not. I just like meat and hunting gives me meat, and so I don't care about the antler. I don't eat antler, so
yeah.
A lot of the people I hunt with were...
Well, now you're in the record books.
Yeah, well, a lot of the people I hunt with were like, why aren't you happy? I'm like, it's just a deer. Who cares? And so it kind of, to me, it's like whatever, but it's nice. It's kind of a weird thing. It was a big deer. Had a lot of meat. The meat's very good. I have a good recipe, balsamic vinegar with Worcestershire sauce that really, really brings out the meat really nice. Doesn't make it gamey at all. And
I go to McDonald's where no animals get hurt.
And I found a recipe recently for sweet potato fries. Do you like sweet potato fries?
Yeah, I think so. Sweet potato is good.
That is very good. Well, I found
probably good for you too, I bet.
I found a recipe that I've been looking for, and I think I'm pretty darn close to the taste for this dipping sauce. It's maple syrup, yogurt, and cinnamon. And it's delicious. It's very delicious to dip your sweet potatoes.
It's better than the sweet potatoes, huh?
Oh, no. You can't have too much of it because it's very rich. But it's very delicious. I made it some last night.
So when you combine the two, you get...
All three, yeah.
This, right?
Yeah, you get yogurt, maple syrup, real maple syrup, by the way. And it has to be like Greek yogurt.
We got a lot of that around here.
Oh, yeah. And you know, that's something my uncle... used to do frequently is make, he'd do maple syrup, you know, tap the trees, and then you have to boil it down.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And this year he's not doing
it. I have people buy firewood off me just for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how? What do you mean? For the boiling part.
Yeah, they got these big tanks, like, and they'd start a fire underneath it.
Oh, wow. I never thought about doing that.
They like my firewood. So
I didn't know about that. Huh. Yeah. I always thought they used something like a propane tank or something like that. I didn't think about using wood. That makes probably more sense logistically. You know, wood's a lot cheaper.
I don't know. They're happy, so I'm happy.
I mean, that's something to get into, though. I mean, maple syrup is everywhere. There's maple trees everywhere, you know?
That sounds like a lot of work to
me. It does. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's a sugar. You probably could...
It's probably expensive now, too, that maple syrup. I bet it's $15 a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does last a while. Like, it can last a long time.
Yeah, I heard that. It doesn't spoil.
It can get a mold in it.
Kind of like honey, you know.
Right, yeah. And honey, too. I always had a problem with, in the wintertime, it crystallizes.
Yeah.
And then I found out if you keep it in a glass jar, like a mason jar or whatever, honey, you can just put it in a pot and bring it up to temperature and just like probably 100 degrees and easily it will form back into honey. So even if it's crystallized, it's still fine, you know. But yeah, I love honey. That's something you can mix with so many different things. But you know, I have you ever thought about doing bees at all? Like,
no,
your cup of tea. No,
I swat bees. They come on my porch and I swat them.
Yeah, I hate carpenter bees, man. You know?
Yeah, they dig them round holes in the side of your shed.
Yeah. I found a way to counter them is brake cleaner. I hate admitting that because I know they're a natural pollinator. They're native pollinators, but they can do a lot of damage to your wood if you're not careful, especially.
Well, it doesn't look good. You know, I know that. I mean, it's pretty neat, the round hole they make.
Right. Well, it
can't be. You get too many holes up there, the whole thing fall down.
Right. That's the problem is that when they drill in, they go in, then they turn 90 degrees and go sideways into the wood.
Yeah, I figured there's got to be a way because woodpeckers like to chase them.
Right.
That's the only thing I know that eats those big carpenter bees.
But the problem with that, the problem with them is that they damage the structures, and so I you have to, you know, protect yourself. But they're even eating; they'll even go after treated wood. I always heard that they never went after treated wood, but they do. Hmm. They go after treated wood.
They just like the sauce, the seasoning. Every time we do this, I get a goobered up throat.
Your throat starts getting clobbered up.
Yeah, it's like strange. But, you know, we should do a short show today and no music.
No music
at all. Yeah. So what else is there to talk about?
Well, you got your band. You're doing acoustic sets now. You got quite a song list there. Jeez.
Well, we got some shows coming up. And I got those demo CDs that we made. But I don't know. I don't know if I should hand them out. I don't think we're ready yet. I don't want to be...
It's a struggle there because...
I think we're going backwards instead of forward. I don't know.
Yeah. I can understand that. Yeah. There's a level of patience that you have to have.
Well, they want to do new songs. I said, we can't even do the old songs. Yeah. You know, we still ain't got those down.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe when the pressure's on, things will be better, but I
remember going to your show. I think it was at the Bear Inn, and you guys did a great job there, I thought. You know, there might have been a few mess-ups here and there.
Well, most of the mess-ups, people don't really hear them that well. You know, no. I mean, they stick out like a sore thumb to me, but most folks just glide right over it, you know. Of course, they're all getting drunk anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
As long as they're having fun.
That's something I have to say is, you know, every band you've been in, I've noticed that you bring the rhythm for them to get dancing. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I hold down the bottom end. the bass part.
What's that one song Mama plays? Guitar, Papa plays bass.
Mama plays fiddle.
Something like that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And Bill's the Papa. He plays the bass.
Well, you know, when things are getting kind of rough, I just turn that sucker up.
There you go.
I just take over. Yeah. say, okay, you guys, just follow me. That's all.
Right, right.
You get lost, just follow me.
Lead the way.
Yeah, well, see, the drummer's supposed to, you know, we're supposed to follow the drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that ain't the case here.
That happens.
Oh, jeez.
You know, people make fun of the Beatles drummer. You got Ringo Starr. And they'd say, oh, he's so basic. It doesn't really, he's not that very.
He was pretty solid, though.
He was solid drummer, though. Yeah. He kept time. He was like a time machine. Literally, he was like, a metronome. That's what he was. And people, you can't deny that the man was talented in that regard. He literally was a metronome. And he didn't have to be fancy at all. He just was, you know, played the drums. And just kept
Well, when you got the rest of the Beatles doing their thing, you know, it's easy to overlook the drummer.
But imagine being Peter Best. I mean, he was the original drummer for the Beatles. Imagine how's he feel.
I wonder if he's still alive.
Oh, he is. Yeah, because I saw on YouTube, I was watching some guy going to some convention, and he was there taking autographs. And, you know, because, you know, being the original drummer of the Beatles, he was going around.
Yeah, the almost famous guy.
So he's still living off people remembering, oh, yeah, he's the original drummer of the Beatles. I think he was on the first album. And so imagine that, man. He missed the star on that one, you know. Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but somehow they
it was some controversy.
They switched over to somebody new.
Yeah, I mean, this happens all the time. You know, our last episode, you know, you had they were partying too much, or I'm not saying he was, you know, but it just, there was personality conflicts. You know how that is in a band.
It's like being in a band is like being married to four different women.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tough, yeah. Very tough.
That's
how I always equated it. You got four wives, three or four wives.
The diva mentality, and that's a big destroyer of bands.
You get a lot of that. Yeah.
It's a little weird when that gets that way. It's like, come on, chill out. Just enjoy your life. Enjoy the
even
moment.
Even in the local bands, you know, some of these guys, they think they're just God sent or something, you know. Come on.
We look at the Distance Band, the project that we've been working on, and really Gary, Mike, you, me, I don't think any of us really were jerks to anybody. We just, you know, we would say, hey, this part here could be this different, you know, or this could be fixed a little bit different, or they knew that needed to be fixed, and they'd turn around and fix it. And no one was a diva. Just everyone's chill.
No, it was.
And it's enjoyable. Like,
well, they're older guys, so they know better.
Right, but Mike's an easy guy to work with. You're an easy guy to work with. You know, it's like, why can't there be more people like this? You know, it was a simple, it's a fun project.
I try to keep it that way. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think everybody, you know, especially during COVID when nobody could go perform or do anything, you know.
Gary, he did a lot of open mic nights and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that all went away, you know.
Right.
So I was thinking, why don't we just try this? And it worked. It worked.
Yeah, it was fun. It still is. Like, there's a lot of things that we could be doing with songs. It's like the door has been opened with potential. And that's the beauty of it. And I'm shocked that more artists don't work this way and play around this way and just work. You don't have to be in the same location.
Well, you might be surprised how many do, and you don't even know it,
right.
You know. But, hey, it is what it is.
And you know, that's the thing that's out there right now that's really crazy is seeing how many bands are just new bands out there really kicking it good. There's a lot of good bands out there. And that's becoming a problem to find new music. There's so many bands. Who do you listen to? They're not even on record labels anymore. They're on.
It's
their
like
own
the combinations of. I mean, they all use the same chords.
Right.
It's all the same chords, and there's only an infinite, a certain amount of chords that you can. But there's trillions of combinations.
Oh, sure.
You know, when you throw the drums in there, holy cow, it can go anywhere and everywhere, and even. Bands, there's a lot of bands that do cover songs. They'll do something that somebody else wrote a long time ago, and it comes out so much better.
Yeah,
holy cow!
It reminds me of the one. I'm not huge into bluegrass, but it interests me sometimes. You'll hear a bluegrass band that covers something like Pink Floyd, and it's the weirdest thing to hear a fiddle, a mandolin, and a banjo playing Pink Floyd. And they're talented as hell. You know?
Well, that's the way, who is it, Bob Dylan. I mean, he wrote so many songs.
Yeah.
Most folks don't even know. Like, the Byrds took a lot of his songs and really put a lot of spice into them, I guess. And Jimi Hendrix. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that did Bob Dylan songs.
Right.
And most folks don't even know it.
Right.
You know, they just figure, well, Jimi Hendrix did All Along the Watchtower. Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's the same thing.
Enough said. That's good enough.
it's the same thing with Sia. You remember that one singer from Sia? She had California Dreaming. She's actually a writer, and she's wrote so many songs that so many different artists have covered. And I'd be like, oh my gosh! You look at her writing, like her credits for all the songs she's wrote. She's wrote a crap ton of songs for famous people, like, you know, Beyonce or Rihanna, all these famous singers. And then she also does her own music. I'm like, how does this person have all this time in the day to write these? These are all hits, major hits.
I mean, she's probably on welfare.
No.
She's rich. Collecting food stamps.
Yeah, no. She literally is just a great songwriter. She can pump them out. She has the formula down. And it's something that's really difficult, is getting that formula down. And
yeah, some folks are natural, you know. They're born.
That's
with
the truth. Some people have way more talent than others. Like, you know, you look at yourself. Okay, I'm going to boost you up for a second because you're a great bassist. And
well, I don't know.
But you can experiment. You can play around. You can pick up music quite quick. You can hear a song and pick it up.
Oh yeah.
Not many people can do that.
Yeah, you know? I can't read any music.
But that's not...
Bass-wise, I can't read music. But you give me a clarinet, and I can read music. You know, or even a sax, but mostly the clarinet, because I knew that one upside down and backwards.
Right, but...
But nobody wants to hear a clarinet,
Well, unless you're in Jethro...
Especially in a rock band.
Unless you're in Jethro Tull, you know. A flute
and stuff. Yeah. It's you could probably squeeze it in there and fit it in, you know, but I just never had the energy to do that, or...
There was a guy that did the clarinet. I can't remember his name. He was in a band, a rock band, and it was an odd thing to hear. But I think that, you know, there's like tiers of people out there, and it sounds, you know, everyone's like, oh, everyone can be creative, and I disagree with that. I don't think every person can be creative. There's degrees of creativity, and it should be in some ways not worshipped, but kind of respected. You know, when you see someone that has creative abilities, but then there's the other side of it. Someone can be so creative that they're out there in the far universe and not on ground, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's so a far problem. Out there that you say, whoa.
Too experimental, too.
That's the way I go into, like, McDonald's or Burger King or any of these fast food places, or even in Walmart. You go and you listen to that music that they got on there. Yeah. What crap. Yeah, I mean, it's just, who in the heck? And then you find out that some of that stuff's, you know, Grammy Award winner.
Yep.
What? And now they're putting, what's that, disco kind of music? It's in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
they're inducting these kind of people in there. I said, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's real sad to see. It's kind of like, you know, how McDonald's food is. It's kind of bland, you know. That's what kind of music they're playing. They're playing the top pop.
Oh, did I tell you about I did a little research, and I went on YouTube to find out the best burgers, fast food burgers.
Yeah.
And they had the Baconator from Wendy's and the Whopper from Burger King.
Uh-huh.
The big Whopper, not the little one.
And Five Guys, right?
Yeah, Five Guys. And there was a few other ones that were up there, but they had the Baconator, number one. So I said, well, I never had one of those, so I went and got one. It was $12, number one. And number two, it was awful. It was just dried out, terrible, nothing.
Really?
Oh, it was like, holy catfish. And then I went, I haven't had a Whopper in 15 years, probably.
Right.
So, because I always get the junior one, which is kind of like just the right amount of everything.
Right, the baby one.
And so I got the Whopper. It was horrendous. It was just all mayonnaise and lettuce and very little burger. I had to search for it. And then where was that? It was someplace, and they stuck pickles in there. Ooh. And I flat out told them, no pickles. Boom, I got pickles. So you can pick the pickles out, but you still got the pickle juice on the burger.
That's true. Well, this is why I like the apps, because, number one, I don't eat bacon, so... when I order, I can tell exactly on the app what I want on the burger. So that's nice.
Yeah, but it's still up to some high school kid making the burgers as fast as he can go, hoping that he gets it right.
I don't think they're going that fast. But I have to say, is Wendy's, I will say, that they're like their days double.
Well, that's the thing that's coming now next. And Wendy's is doing it right now.
Right.
Surge pricing.
Yeah.
So at certain parts of the day, their prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, the whole menu goes up. They spent $20 million to be able to do that.
Yep.
So they're starting it here. It might be this month. And if they're doing it, you know everybody else is going to do it too.
But I can understand it in some ways. Okay, a great example is we can translate this over to Uber. When you get on the phone and rent a car.
Yeah, they do that too. But
you have to in some ways because there's been times I usually go to Wendy's, for instance, okay? And the line will be going out to the street. And I don't go.
Well,
I turn around.
That'd be the end of it for me.
So it's like,
gone.
You know, even to go into sit down, because usually I like to sit down. I don't like eating in the vehicle that much.
Yeah, especially you get like a Whopper or something. You slobber it all over the place.
So like for Wendy's, I can understand. It's perfect. Makes sense to do the surge pricing.
Taco Bell's the same way. I cannot eat a Taco Bell in the car. Forget it. It's going to be all over everything, especially me.
I got converted recently. I tried Broman's Burgers or Smash Burgers, and they're so delicious. Hmm. And they basically smash the burgers.
Yeah, I heard of that.
And they grill it. And it is, I'm dead serious, probably the best burger I've ever had.
Huh.
And the other one is Ashley's Pub in Spartan. This is we're not sponsored by them, by the way.
Spartansburg. Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
Well, that's not a chain. That's just a one time.
I know, but I'm gonna tell you right now, they have a very good burger. They smoke their burgers, and so it's a little, it's pink inside, but it's cooked through when they smoke it. And I'm gonna tell you right now, you would enjoy that burger, especially if you get brisket on top of it. It's very, very delicious down there. I like eating at Ashley's. They also have good chicken wings, too. They have a good chicken wing, like on Sunday.
I noticed Wendy's chicken McNuggets or whatever, or chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Those are good.
They are. They do something
McDonald's
right.
McDonald's are kind of...
yucky, yeah.
Yeah, they're not...
They're white meat, but the Wendy's does something better to them.
I call them chicken tails.
There you go.
So give me some chicken tails. Just give me a box of four.
The other thing with Wendy's is it's really good is they have this strawberry lemonade that has a lot of sugar in it, and sometimes it's too much sugar. Like whoever mixed it had way too much sugar in it. That's good. But Arby's, do you like Arby's? Have you ever tried theirs?
Yeah, I like Arby's.
That's some good stuff there, man.
But those people on YouTube, they said Arby's, there was something wrong with them. I can't remember what they said, that they do something to the meat.
I don't know.
And it wasn't healthy for you, and I said, "Well,
maybe
okay. That's how about the cheese sticks? You know, because I like the mozzarella cheese sticks,
right?
But I didn't hear anything about them.
It might be because it's like I don't know. It's like considered deli meat or something, and it probably has a lot of sodium in it. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So now I've been reduced to sliders.
There you go.
They're cheaper, like a buck and a half or something, $1.89, and it's not that." You know,
for my right now, because I have all this venison, I have like I say 100 kilograms of venison. It's a lot of meat. Point is, right now, I also brisket is dirt cheap because it's St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So
what is brisket?
It's beef, and it's very delicious.
Why'd they call it beef?
Well, it's a cut of beef that's a special kind, and brisket has the right amount of fat on it. So when you slow cook it, the meat just can fall off. It's so tender and juicy and flavorful.
Brisket, 73, and I've never heard of it.
Really?
I didn't know what brisket was.
It's delicious. Brisket's the most perfect beef. It's better than steak, in my opinion.
Well, you learn something new every day.
And that's, I have nothing against steak. I like steak too, but brisket has the right amount of fat. So when you slow cook it, it just adds so much flavor to it. And then it melts in your mouth, basically.
Mm.
It's very delicious. And I will admit, that's one of my favorite meats to do.
So where do you get that at?
Oh, any store. You can get it at Walmart.
No, I mean, any restaurant?
You could order it from some restaurant. So, for instance, Ashley has briskets. They smoke it there. Walmart has it.
Outback Steakhouse or any of those places?
Arby's has brisket sandwich. Arby's does, and then so does Outback. They have brisket, I think. Yeah. You can go to different
places. I heard Outback was going down.
Yeah.
Them and that...
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, they were having trouble, too, financially. Yeah. And what's that one buffet thing?
Old Country Buffet, yeah.
No, well, that was gone.
There's one on Erie.
Golden Corral?
Yeah,
Golden Corral. Yeah. They're in trouble, too.
You ever been in one of those places?
Yeah, like, once. And I ain't going back.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They said it was dirty, and I agree with
them. I will agree to that. It's and then to see the mass of humanity that eat there, I'm not being mean, but dear Lord. They're getting three plates. It's like the food's not going to disappear. It's going to be up there. You have to get one plate.
And they take buckets with them.
They're taking three plates to their table, and I'm like, holy cow! I'm in a different world here. You know, I'm a one plate person. You know, and it's like I didn't want to eat there ever again. You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like everything's kind of sliding downhill.
Yeah,
it's not like it used to be.
You know, this is where talk about that. It's like I look at. I'm trying to convince my uncle to buy some beef cattle because right now the price of beef is up through the roof. You know, why not?
Well, then you can raise your own. You don't have to fill them up with all them chemicals and stuff, hormones and whatnot, antibiotics.
You can just throw them in a field and let them eat grass, you know.
Well, that's the best way.
And I'm going to tell you now, I will say that's I would go out there and help them pound posts into the ground just to raise beef because, the price of beef right now is through the roof. Why not?
Well, yeah. You see what happened in Texas, all them fires?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Oklahoma. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing amount of land is going up. And one of them started at a packing place.
Yeah, yeah.
Place caught on fire and it just spread.
You know, the sad part is Texas has been hit with a lot of rain, and it's still not enough to prevent those fires.
Well, that one farmer, he had 18,000 cattle died in the fire.
Wow.
That is a lot of barbecue.
There it is.
Jeez.
Imagine all the coyotes and pigs.
The wild hogs and
that's a huge coyotes problem
down there. And maybe the wolves.
I have to say something about
happy.
That. Those pigs are wild boars, right? And they're not native to North America. They were released by the Spanish, and they just spread wildly. And they're horrible because they breed so quick. They could have 8 piglets and then turn around and have 3 breeding seasons in one summer. So they could have like 24 piglets in one summer. And they're spreading rapidly, destroying cropland left and right. So it don't matter if you're vegan or not. Cropland is getting destroyed by them because they're uprooting plants. And so what's happening is they have no limit on how many can be killed down there. And
so there's no...
no limit.
There's no season either?
Nope, all season.
They're kind of like the coyotes. They don't have...
Yeah.
You can shoot all them you want.
And so what's the problem is they're basically domestic pigs. They reverted to a wild... a wild version.
They're scary. Out in the wild, they're scary, especially ones with the tusks. Ooh.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is you know, when I watch some videos online on YouTube, you can look it up, boar hunting, and they can do it from a helicopter, they can do it from the ground. There's two guys that were doing it from the ground, and some of those pigs were running at them and bit them.
Hmm.
Whether, you know, they were trying to shoot them. And they got attacked by him. And, like, they can eat you alive in, like, a short bit, you know?
Yeah, I used to raise some pigs. And if I laid down out in the pasture there, they'd come and they'd start nibbling on you, just nudging you. And at first you think it's kind of cute, you know, but if you just laid there and didn't move, they'd eat you.
Yeah.
They'd clean you right up. I mean, there wouldn't be nothing left.
That's scary.
Maybe some clothing.
Yeah.
You know, but the rest of you'd be gone.
Yeah. And that's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I cleared them fields. I just took handfuls of corn and threw them out there. And next thing you know, all them sumac and all them trees tipped right over.
Wow.
They cleaned that field up big time.
Yeah.
And they dig for acorns and all that stuff.
There's a weird thing in history that going back to when the Spanish accidentally released all these pigs that they were going to try to farm. They were, you know, raise the pigs and, you know, eat them. But they got loose. Is what happened is that some people think That's how a lot of smallpox and measles spread to Native Americans. And they spread so fast that there was Native Americans that never saw any Europeans that died. Something like 90% of all Native Americans died from smallpox and measles. You know, it's crazy. Just a crazy thing.
Our secret weapon.
There you go. That wasn't blankets. It was pigs, probably. Maybe. Who knows? But no, I just think that'd be a fun thing to go down and do is help remove a non-native species and just light them up. And then, you know, you could take that food and give it to someone that's hungry, you know? You know, why not?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just... I mean, it seems like everything you look at nowadays is screwed up in the head. I mean, it just, it's like everything's going around the world.
You know,
that's
the problem.
The world's going nutty.
You see things, you know, we can talk about America all day long, but there's places, even China, like, you know, the things going on in China is really scary. You know, there's apartment buildings, condos that they're destroying that people paid for, and they're just destroying to make new ones. And there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them at all. It's just never finished. This is a growing problem around the world that they're just spending money left and right, and no one's countering it. Until the Federal Reserve recently said something about we're spending too much. You know, they finally admitted that.
After, you know, $34 trillion too late.
Yeah, but, it's like, we're spending too much.
Yeah, you can't exist like this.
I just sit there and think, you know, where would be a good place right now? And I look at what Peter Schiff's doing right now. He's in Puerto Rico. And it must be nice there, except for the hurricane part.
Yeah. Well, plus the taxes are different, way different.
Cheap down there.
Yeah.
And then, on top of it, if you had solar panels, it'd be a perfect place to live. You know, solar panels and batteries there? Yeah. Heck yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Puerto Rico, so I don't know.
It's a U.S. territory since 1908. They're Americans.
They better hope they don't vote to be a state, because then they'll screw them all up.
You know, I've been paying attention to that. they would become a 51st state, and what would happen is their debt, that they already have debt right now, would have to be carried over to the state when they, you know, convert it over. But the other problem is there's half the population that are against it. There's like 13 or something like that percent that want independence, and then there's like between the remainder of the 87% or whatever, half they want statehood and the other half wants just to remain a territory. And in some ways, yeah, they can't vote for the president or, you know, have a House representative or Senate in the Congress.
Oh, that's awful.
But
they're lucky.
But they don't have to pay federal taxes. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, better off just staying the way they are.
They're not being taxed, so they're not being taxed without representation. So, I mean, it's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not represented either, but we're taxed. it's awful. It's awful. You know what? Let's not play any music today.
Yeah, we'll just leave it off with this.
Have we babbled long enough?
Yeah, we've babbled probably for like 33 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
I know. Time flies.
I didn't know that. Well, we need to take a break. So instead of taking a break, why don't we just call it a day and
eat up the sun.
Yeah, go check out the sun. Did you see they just put some fish in the creek?
Yeah.
It must be, is trout season coming up?
Yeah. We should do that next time they do that. We should have like...
You should have seen all the cars that came down. Yeah. The truck came down, the big truck, and one pickup truck was water conservation or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And I'll bet you there was 20 pickup trucks and cars that pulled in behind them, and they all got out and watched them dump the fish in, you know, through these hoses out of them. And they just dumped them into the stream down over there on the other side of the parking lot.
You know what we should do sometime? Is we should take all the mics out there and just record it and, like, say, oh, there goes one right now. You know, like...
I don't know. They didn't... It wasn't too exciting, you know? I mean, it happened pretty fast, and then they packed up and they took off and went to another place to dump some more fish.
Did you go over there and watch them?
No. Oh. I watched them, but I didn't go over. Oh. And but there was too many people there already, you know? Right. Just, holy smokes. So, I don't know. That was interesting.
I wonder if there's like a Facebook group or something that they don't all get notification about that or something, you know? Because
somehow there was a lot of people there and a lot of trucks and cars, and they're all parked every which way.
Must be the fish club.
As soon as the truck backed up and left, they all followed them. Boom. Yeah, it's like a big fish club.
Maybe it's the rainbow trout people. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so that's what's coming up, trout season, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably what they were doing.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Let's call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, let's say hey to Nancy Taylor.
Yeah.
She listens sometimes. Hey, Nancy. There's a few people that I know, Bob Popnick.
Yeah.
Say hey to Bob. Or Rob, I mean. Rob. Not Bob, yeah. Rob.
Rob.
Rob Popnick.
Rob.
Yeah. And there's a few other ones, but we won't divulge their names.
We don't want to go through the whole list, you know.
No. It would be here for 40 seconds.
Some of it's top secret, you know?
Yeah, we don't even know.
I get people that I know that sometimes will listen and talk to me about the show, and it's like, well, that was like 3 months ago, and you're bringing it up now. I don't remember what we said 3 months ago, you know?
Yeah, right. It's all BS anyway, yeah, so we're just BS. What the heck?
Yeah, what do we know?
Yeah, we should run for office or
something. We should.
Oh, I did once.
You did, yeah.
I got elected, too. That was a shocker.
Yeah.
Whew.
Nobody ran, you know?
Well, I ran on both tickets.
There you go.
In the primaries, and I won them both.
Huh.
So in the fall, I was running against myself.
There you go.
So if I'd have lost that one, that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
But
that's the key to it. You could just run.
It was an awful experience. It really was. Jeez, oh, man.
Because you had a better time being a council member, right? Was that a little bit better?
No, that was awful, too. Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid.
Yeah.
Marvin Tubbs was the leader of the council or something.
President of the council, yeah.
No, he wasn't a president, but he shot his mouth off the most.
Yeah.
And nobody would argue with him except for me. You know, so I told him, I said, you're like a friggin' drill sergeant, you know. What are you preparing me for, you know, war?
Yeah.
Jeez. He was awful.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, somebody gets elected and right away it goes to their head.
Yeah.
So hopefully the young kids are taking over and might do better.
Let liberty sing. Is that what you're saying? I hope.
I don't know. It's a whole different experience once you get elected, and then next thing you know, you think you're Superman or something.
Yeah.
And it just isn't that way.
No, it's not.
You know, it's crazy.
You're an uphill battle.
Yeah. So on that happy note, well, this was a quick, easy one.
I know,
we should
right?
do this more often.
I know. Just
No muss, no fuss.
All right.
Okay, Seth, I'll see you next week.
See ya.
10-4.